Welcome to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. This is Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack. And in today's installment, well, there's something about an open mic, which can really bring the community together. It can provide aspiring musicians a chance to practice and hone their skills. And it can also give established musicians the chance to try out something new. And it can even give folk out in the community a chance to just show off their talent when otherwise in their daily lives, their yodeling skills don't really have a place within their job description. There are a variety of open mics within the central Minnesota area. But for today's untold story, we're going to visit the oldest. At nearly 40 years, the University Program Board at St. Cloud State University has been hosting open mics. And just recently, the tradition continued in front of a crowd of close to 200 people down in the quarry at the Atwood Memorial Center. There were 20 performance slots, all of which were filled with St. Cloud State students, and there was a great diversity of acts, from hip-hop to folk music, from a cappella to beatboxing, stand-up comedy to poetry. And we're going to hear a selection today on the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. Let's give you an idea of what the kids are up to today. And although you never know what you're going to get at an open mic, one thing for sure is you're going to see some bravery from everyone who gets up on that stage to show the world who they are. So we'll start off the Untold Story of Central Minnesota, the University Program Board Open Mic, with the first performance from Open Mic Night, Angel.
I remember tears streaming down your face when I said I'll never let you go. And all those shadows almost killed your light. I remember you said, don't leave me here alone. But all that's dead and gone and past tonight. Just close your eyes. The sun is going down. You'll be alright. No one can hurt you now. Come morning light, you and I'll be safe and sound. Don't you dare look out your window, darling, everything's unfair. The war outside our door keeps raging on. Hold on to this lullaby. Even when the music's gone, just close your eyes. The sun is going down. You'll be alright. No one can hurt you now. Come morning light, you and I'll be safe and sound.
But coming up, we have Zach. Hello.
Hey, a quick tune. I also have a quick tune to play. Thanks for catching that one. it's a song I wrote a couple of years ago. It was 1 year ago, but either way. Okay, here it is. Coming through my window, I can feel it blow across my whole body. And through the crack, I can see a brick house, the fence built up around it. As my gaze goes towards my hands, how they look like my father's hands. Lord knows if they are good hands. Streets are bright at 12 o'clock as I wonder how close you are to home, and if my body lies gently near your cerebellum, as I hope to God she never loves me any less than she did yesterday. But with those brown eyes looking up at me, all I can think about is how it hurts to bleed. Father, how do you do it? I try to feel the wind, but I only get a taste. As I try to hear the silence, for my mind starts to race. And I can feel her love, she's dancing around my brain. And I can feel it still, it's my little boy mind's dreaming again. By this time my father's in bed by my mother's side, and his head's on a pillow oh so soft, I presume. And the day's worries seem to drift away as he lies a good man. As I lie awake watching the cars drive by, thinking about the where and the way I was and the way I will be. Got to feel the wind, I just got to feel that silence, for my mind starts to race. And I can feel her love, she's dancing around my brain. And I can feel it still, as my little boy mind's dreaming again. Dancing around my brain, and I can feel it still. Thank you.
I was scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of pretty girls in starting conversations. And all my friends are turning green. You're the magician's assistant in their dreams. Ooh. Ah, in the constant lady, running down to the riptide, taking away to the dark side. I wanna be your left-hand man. I love you when you're singing that song. And I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. There's this movie that I think you'll like. This guy decides to quit his job and head to New York City. This cowboy's running from himself. She's been living on the highest shelf. Ooh. In the common stucco. Lady, running down to the riptide, taking away to the dark side. I wanna be your left hand man. I love you. That song, and I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. I just wanna know if you're gonna stay. I just gotta know. I can't have it any other way. I swear she's destined for the screen. Closest thing to Michelle Pfeiffer that you've ever seen. Oh lady, running down to the riptide, taking away to the dark side. I wanna be your left-hand man. I love you when you're singing that song. And I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. Oh lady, running down to the riptide, taking away to the dark side. I wanna be your left-hand man. I love you when you're singing that song. And I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. And I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong.
That was Sophia and Maddie here on the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota as we're visiting the University Program Board's Open Mic Night. This has happened recently down at the Quarry at the Atwood Memorial Center at St. Cloud State University campus. There's more to open mic than just singing. A variety of hip-hop artists and stand-up comics that are still working on some radio-friendly material. There's also some poetry. So we're going to hear a couple of heartfelt poems, and it's in this section here that you can really tell what it means to share something very personal to a crowd of over 100 with a group of your good friends supporting you right in the front row. We'll start off with Sierra.
Hey, stop. Okay, so I wrote this myself. It's called The Thoughts in My Mind. The feelings I feel when my life's not healed, when I'm fighting my mind for my emotions inside, while nobody's listening to my feet on the ground beating, louder than my heart, softer than my hips, and bigger than my lips. Trying not to break down because all I'll ever feel will never get around, and nobody will ever hear the sounds of my voice, because like ropes are attached and my back is on the ground, my head is wrapped around your voice, because this is my choice. My choice to be me, to say how I feel but can't express myself because I'm surrounded by selfish people who all want to be equal but can't because they're too busy beating each other's wealth. But that's how I feel, right? When even in the darkest nights, I'll still feel alone, hiding at home, trying to run away alone because it's cold out here. This world is a cold-hearted place full of cold-hearted people where nobody seems to be equal. The sorrow I'll feel tomorrow will only be the sounds of the hollow that's in my heart. That spark we all want, but fear to all hunt. Because it's every man for himself and every woman for herself. Well, me, I just want to feel free.
All right, everyone give a warm welcome to Courtney.
Hello. I am doing a poem by Olivia Gatwood called Manic Pixie Dream Girl. Manic Pixie Dream Girl says, "Have you heard this record? Manic Pixie Dream Girl says, "Let me save you with this record. Let me put the headphones on for you and smile while you listen. Cut to your point of view. Watch me smile as you listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of you becoming a better person. I'm going to paint a picture of a bird on your beige wall without your permission, and you're going to love it. And you thought you hated birds. See me encouraging you to take risks? Manic Pixie Dream Girl wants you to do something you've never done before, like go swing dancing or smile. You want to know my name? You never call me by it anyway. If I had to guess, it'd probably be a season or after a dead actress who you loved as a child. But this isn't about me. This is about you and your cubicle job, your white bedroom, your white Honda, your white mother. Manic Pixie Dream Girl says, I'm going to save you. Don't worry, you're still the lead role. Everything they know about me, they will learn when it's projected onto you. Watch as you pick up my bad habits and make them look good. Manic Pixie Dream Girl talks too much, says bad words out loud, and cries at the commercials. That makes me a funny woman, right? The kind of woman you can laugh at? It's so easy to root for you when I act like this, so disagreeable, such a manic dream. Dream girl, you're almost broken accessory. Manic Pixie Dream Girl says, let's play make-believe with my body. I'll be a vintage dress and an empty prescription bottle. Good girl, just bad enough, a burp and a curtsy. Let me be not too pretty, hair fried from all that pink dye. Sex when you need it, puppet when you're bored. Let me build myself smaller than you. Let me always apologize when I get caught acting bigger than you. Let me always wait for this. Let me work for this. You see, the convenient thing about being a magical woman is I can be gone as quickly as I came. And when you're a whole person for the very first time, the movie is over. Manic Pixie Dream Girl does not go on. There's no need for her anymore. Manic Pixie Dream Girl is too dream girl, and you just woke up. Once I told you I was afraid of my father, and I looked so human the audience lost interest. You saw the crow's feet at the corners of my eyes and the chip on my front tooth. I looked just like everyone else.
And that was some poetry from Courtney here on the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. As we're hanging out at the University Program Board open mic, I've been just recently down at the Atwood Memorial Center Quarry Room. And finally, here on the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota, we're going to hear from Nick Tran, who's quite the skillful beatboxer. There's rumor he might make it onto KVSC's Urban Invasion in the very near future. An invitation was certainly offered. You'll understand why very quickly with this guy, because keep in mind, all the sounds you're about to hear are produced solely from his mouth. And then we'll wrap up the Untold Story of the University Program Board open mic with a song everyone knows and can get behind.
Hi, is this thing on?
All right, cool.
All right, my name's Nick, and I'm a beatboxer. Yep, thank you. I've been beatboxing for about 6 years, maybe. And I learn a new beat maybe every 1 month. So, yeah, I'm here to showcase for you guys. This is called a lip roll, and I'm gonna try to make a beat out of that. sound bad. Thank you, thank you. Okay, so I'm actually like a technical beatboxer. Like, yeah, I just don't make any sense, but whatever. I'll just go on. I'm a fast beatboxer, yeah, you can say that. Okay, so I'm gonna try one more thing. So this is thing, I don't know what's the name of it, but it's like a beat you make inside your mouth. It's like, tell me if you can hear this. Yeah? Okay, and can you hear this? Okay. So this is my new skill, yeah. Okay. Okay, yeah, that's it. Thank you.
All right, next up on our speakers list, we have Duncan. Can we give a round of applause for Duncan?
How's it going? Hey, how you doing? Good. You guys care if I play two? Won't take forever. I like it. Okay, guys. This is a feel-good song. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing's gonna be all right. Don't worry, there you go, about a thing, 'cause every little thing's gonna be alright. Rose up this morning, smiled at the rising sun, and three little birds perched by my doorstep. They sang sweet songs, melodies pure and true, singing, this is my message to you. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing gonna be alright. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing's gonna be alright. Rose up this morning, smiled at the rising sun, and three little birds perched by my doorstep. They sang sweet songs, melodies pure and true, singing, this is my message to you. All right, here we go, guys. Let's go. Don't worry about a thing. There you go. Cause every little thing's gonna be alright. Alright, there you go. Don't worry about a thing. Cause every little thing's gonna be alright. Thanks, guys.
And we've been visiting the University Program Board's open mic night at St. Cloud State University, held recently down in the Quarry Room, the Atwood Memorial Center. Open mics of this size, hosted by the University Program Board, generally happen about once a semester. There are a variety of other departments that also hold open mics. You can find information on those on our website at kvsc.org under the area events like. As far as other reoccurring open mics in the St. Cloud area, there's a long-running open mic out at the local blend in St. Joseph, still being hosted by Dave Cafell and Adam Hammer, as well as others. And that takes place on Tuesday nights beginning at 7:30, and is an all-ages show. The Keller Bar at the Red Carpet features comedy stand-up open mic every Wednesday, starting about 10 or so. That's a 21-plus show for performance and artists. The Central Perk Coffee Shop in downtown St. Cloud is an open mic poetry night on the third Friday of every month, beginning at 7:30 p.m., and that's an all-ages show. And then there's open mic at the Pickled Loon every Thursday night, starting at about 10, and that's a 21-plus show. And then the Rock Creek Coffee House in Sauk Rapids, also hosting an open mic every second Saturday, beginning at 6 p.m. This is also an all-ages show. Plus, you never know when an open mic is going to pop up someplace. So keep your eyes peeled. It's a great place to get to know your neighbors, find out what their secret talents are, maybe do a little bit of networking, and perhaps get on the stage yourself. For a link to the recording of the entire UPB open mic held back on October 4th, 2017, you can find a link for that on our website at kvsc.org under the Podcasts and Untold Stories of Central Minnesota tab and the link to this story. This has been Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota is made possible through support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. And has been produced at KVSC, a proud member of Amperz, Diverse Radio for Minnesota's communities.